CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It is the GCS Takeover. I'm MKT, and let's get this out the way early, because a lot of people are panicking. I'm hearing the streets are on fire. No, Gareth Cliff has not retired and moved to some idyllic city somewhere in the mountains. He will be back next week. The format of the show will be back to 2 hours next week. As we do the takeover this week, it'll just be an hour. So next week, from the 10th of January 2022, Gareth Cliff is back, and we're back to the two-hour format, and the A-team returns then. But for now, it's myself. It's Simpium Tetra. How are you? SimCod is what people are telling me to call you now.
Hectic.
Yeah, that's what people are saying now. So if you are listening,
I shall not be addressed by SimCod. My name is Simpium, or you can call me Sims, Simmy. We've had this conversation. But I'm good. Thank you very much.
So for those listening on the podcast, Simpiwe just gave what they call on the streets a screw face there when I called her SimCod. I'm just saying what people are saying. So there's that.
Wait, you're trying it, Simpilelo. You're trying it. You're trying
What's
to start off.
A screw face. Oh, you don't know what a screw face is. I'm sorry. It's more of a London thing.
I don't know what screw face. Like
screw face.
Screw you, but it's my face.
Yeah, so...
Like screw.
No. A lot of English sort of what they call grime music now is influenced by West Indian people, right? And part of the dialects spoken there, of course, is the patwa. Patwa is a language, but it's crept its way into grime culture. And so if you ever hear a British person saying, "She gave me the screw face," or "He gave me the screw face," it's what Simpiwe just did. It's when they turn their face. Yeah, it's called a screw face. Simpiwe just pulled one of those.
So is this where drill comes from and stuff?
Nah, let's not do it, Lebang. Let's not do that. Let's not do what you're doing now. That voice you're hearing is Lebang Khosana. Lebang, what's happening?
I'm all good. Good morning, team. It's good to be with you guys again. I'm feeling really, like, nice. You know, like, in the beginning of the week, we started the show together, and I was like, okay, cool. Now I'm like, oh, my word, we're actually, like, getting into it. You know, when you hang out with people for long enough and you feel the energies and the vibes, like, now I can pick up your guys' cues, and I can almost, like, you know, predict what you're going to say, and I know what you're thinking. I'm feeling very excited because, like, we're there now. We're there. Like, you know, we're no longer teasing. Now it's like we're one big happy family, and, like, we can only get, like, better from here. So I think, like, if ever Gareth just decides to actually throw in the towel, we got this.
but only for an hour. You know what I mean? You also can't get too much of a good thing. I'm with you. I'm with you. It's working.
Yeah, I mean,
people are moving and grooving with us. You look good, Lebang. Whatever you're doing, you're looking good there. Simpiwe, whatever you're doing, if you're not watching on YouTube, you should come see how the ladies look. They look good. I'm not a liar.
Thank you.
You can accuse me of many things. I will tell people. I'll give you your flowers while you're on Earth. Something happened yesterday, which I feel I do have to address. So last year, myself and a gentleman by the name of Gareth Cliff said to Simpiwe, when a lady changes her hair, right, it means there's drama or something's going on, man. And Simpiwe refuted this. People may or may not remember this. Simpiwe was all up in arms. No, it's just, I just want. And then Simpiwe, as we can see, her hair, she's changed it. If you don't know, she's got a buzz cut, cheese cop, and it looks good. I won't lie. I'm fine. But she had denied before that usually there's stuff going on. So Simpiwe, maybe we can address and let the people know. There may be people wondering, why did Simpiwe cut her hair? Is there a reason? What's up?
Milele, you do what you always do best. Instigate, right? So, let me tell you. They were wondering why I cut my hair again, right? And I was like, well, this time around, it's because I want change in my life. So when I dyed my hair last year and I was, like, doing all sorts of things, it was just because I was in the mood. I was like, ah, no, I want to try something different. You know, I want to experiment with my hair. It did not have anything to do with a midlife crisis. I'm going through something. My life is, you know, in shambles.
Sure.
This time around, I'm like, yeah, guys, I'm actually doing it because I want change. Like, I want to change where I'm at in life. I want to progress. And so this time around, like this time, I can admit that, you know, we did it for a reason. Not other times, Mbulelo, no. No, 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 and no.
Okay, well, I think thou doth protest too much, but fair enough. Simpiwe, I hear you. Only this time, not the other times when it was purple and blonde. And so I'm not moving off that line because, trust me, when a lady changes her hair color specifically, but when a lady does, then I know there's big change. But Simpiwe did say she's looking... You don't think so, Lebang?
Like, I think there was definitely a time for that. So, like, a couple of years ago when girls getting cheesecop was still, like, ooh, taboo and oh my word. Like, back in the day, definitely, yes, girls would sort of use their hair to express themselves, whether it's, you know, going Britney Spears and just shaving it all off, and clearly that, like, represents some sort of crisis. But I think lately it really is just a style. It's a hairstyle that a lot more women are embracing, and not always is it because, you know, oh, my life has gone to shit or I'm making an announcement. Sometimes you go to the hair salon and say, you know what, I've got a big head. I've got a big head, and you know what? I want the world to see my head, and you shave it all off, and it looks good. And you put styles, and they put these lines with, like, lightning, what. Some people put Nike ticks. Some people put that Drake heart. Like, now it is just a fashion statement, and it's good, and it's nice. And as the world, you know, I guess, accepts more things, we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more people just doing what they want to do, and it's not always attached to some midlife crisis.
Well, we live in a democracy, so at the moment I'm losing that 66% to just me. The two ladies say I'm talking absolute nonsense. Perhaps let us know in the comments. By the way, you can comment on YouTube. If a lady is changing her hair, I believe there's stuff going on, because people are always communicating with you, I believe. It's just whether you're willing to listen to those cues. So perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps Simpiwe and the rest of the world is saying no. Gefeshin, as Lebang says. So what do you think? Well, what do people think? Are women communicating with you when they change their hair color and a buzz cut? Let's know what people think. Gosh. And I might be wrong. Listen, I'm willing to be wrong.
Do we want to know what people think?
I do want to know what people think, because I want to know if I'm right or not. Because I think I'm right, but if you two ladies are saying no, maybe I have to listen to new information.
But I also shared this with you, Mulala, that I have a friend of mine who also recently dyed her hair. And I was like, oh, girl, what's up? And she's like, when she's happy, when she's in a good space in her life, we're going to see all these crazy colors on her head. That's how we know that, oh, good. The minute it's black, we must all be worried. Like, she told us straight up. So it's also, it's not always a negative thing when people are switching up their hair. And, you know, they're just telling us that, oh, this is what I'm in the mood for. It's not always like, what's going on with you? What's wrong with you?
Okay, so since you...
It's not always that deep.
Okay, just so that it doesn't feel like I'm attacking a lady side of things and people. Let me tell you something, ladies. One, if your boyfriend or husband starts working out, that's when you need to start looking at his phone. If he hasn't worked out his whole life, trust me, when a man starts working out, he's advertising. You will not deny that, and I can tell you, I've seen it many times happen, both in my friendship groups and elsewhere. So people are always communicating with you, and perhaps I'm reading too deep into it. Who knows? Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm crazy.
You are absolutely reading quite deeply into these things, in my opinion. If somebody wants to start working out, what if they've just had a change of heart because maybe they were going to die? Maybe the doctor said, hey, man, your liver is about to, you know, collapse. Get into the gym. Save yourself. Not everything, again, is that deep. Some people just, you know, want to better themselves, and it doesn't have to be attached to some major thing. But hey, if that's how, like, your friendship circles move and stuff, that's interesting. Like, it makes sense why you make these assumptions, because it's your life. You know, your life is a movie.
You can only see the world through your own eyes. I'm with you there. By the way, speaking of cray cray and insane, this story of what's happening with Parliament in Cape Town, and obviously they arrested that gentleman, allegedly. It's been reported. I mean, we don't know everything yet, but Corona's Boring says, did anyone see the update on the homeless dude who sacked Parliament? He's a secret agent. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Is this real? I haven't seen any updates this morning on this. Perhaps this was last night. So if you've got any updates for us, please let us know. I don't know if either of you know what's going on there.
So what was he doing as a homeless person? Like, wait, what was the assignment?
He was being a secret agent. That's what secret agents do. They go undercover, So but he was being undercover as a homeless gent.
There it is.
Purpose though.
Infiltrate.
Why being undercover?
To no, be a, but why a homeless gent?
No, all right. Sorry, sorry, Simpiwe, what might you like a secret agent to come as? Oh, what,
no, I'm just saying, no, in this, I'm just like, why didn't they do like the typical PET, BE, Tinder Premier?
We don't question the brief, honey. We don't question the brief. It comes from up top. If they send a brief saying, go undercover as a homeless gent, you don't say, I don't feel like it today. You do what they say.
That's exactly it. Follow orders.
To find out why homeless. Why did they go that route? Like,
Simpiwe, you'd be a terrible soldier.
Confuse the enemy.
You'd be a confuse the enemy. But Simpiwe, you'd be a terrible soldier.
I mean, Did you see that guy, like, when he walked up those stairs and he got into, like, court? That acting was, if truly he is a secret agent, then I must give it up to him because that acting was on point. He literally had no idea what was going on, why everybody was staring at him, and why he was there. He was like, oh, oh, oh. So if he is a secret agent, then sign me up. Those acting classes are legit.
Yeah, that's where you got to be. I just want to address Molly Curry's anxiety. Molly says, what have I missed? Where is Gareth? So Gareth will be back on the 10th, and we'll be back, Molly, to the two-hour show next week. So Gareth Cliff back next week. So it's today, tomorrow with the GCS Takeover, and then next week back 6 to 8 live. Otherwise, catch the podcast, yeah. cliffcentral.com, the Cliff Central app, Spotify, or wherever you may get your podcast. Back to the two-hour format next week. So Tracy, I think, is agreeing with you guys. I just want to see what Tracy has to say. She says, oh gosh, in the 90s, when everyone had the Jennifer Aniston, now it looks like a Karen hairdo.
We all know standard. It's a standard now. We just like, be mindful. Those haircuts.
Run.
Can I see the manager? Yeah.
Ooh. Or like your high school teacher. We've definitely all had a teacher with that hairstyle. Oh, and it's like blonde, and then there's streaks of like other colors, and then it's tricky.
Should there be hairstyles that you can't do after a certain age? So before you answer that, let me tell you. I say to my friends, right, once you become a dad, right, and above 40, no high tops, otherwise you don't say hi to me in public. High tops are for children, right? This thing of I'm wearing high tops when I'm 40, I want to be cool dad. No, you're not wearing Jordans. Get yourself some proper shoes. Otherwise, don't speak to me in public. And I don't want to see you at the Scholar Patrol. I'm dropping my child off maybe one day. Hey, what's up? No, get some proper shoes on. Grow up. What do you guys think about hair stuff?
Mbulelo,
what's
you
the story?
Are part of the problem. Can I please just say,
please
to
do.
Any father out there, please do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right.
If you want to wear a high top, wear your high top. If you want to have a buzz cut, have a buzz cut. One of the hardest jobs on this planet is being a parent, a full-time active parent who is involved in their child's life. The last thing that I want to hear is Mbulelo telling me not to wear my high top because I'm embarrassing him and I want to be a cool dad. Number one, I'm cool. I'm cool because I'm a dad and I'm present. Number two, dude, I just feel as though when you become a parent, the last thing you want to do is feel forced to strip away, you know, old versions of yourself, or you suddenly have to change and become this perfect father or perfect mother who this is that. It doesn't work like that. When you become a parent, the best thing you can do for yourself is amplify who you really are so that you can just be happier, so that your kids can be happier. So I reject your statement, Mbulelo, in that when you become a parent, you got to switch it up. And also, you are not a father. So I cannot wait for you to become one. Because these words, literally, you're going to be like, hey, man, I just want to rock my high top.
Nope.
Da, 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 da. Just do you, Doug.
Not happening. 40 high tops, forget. But I hear you, Lebang. Shout out to be yourself. Simpiwe, you're doing a screw face again. Or what do you think? I'm crazy? Or?
Well, like, no, I think I'm all for people experimenting with hairstyles and whatnot, but I do feel after a certain age, you need to have found your look. You know, you need to find what works for you, right? If it's a high top, then keep doing that chief until you're 70. If it's a cheese cup, do that. Like, you cannot be 40 and still trying to figure out if purple is my color, if purple's not my color. No. You kind of need to know.
Guys, 40 is now, by the way. Okay, not for you, Simpiwe. Mbulelo, for you and I, 40 is around the corner. Would you say...
You can tell Mbulelo has his story in order in terms of what works for him and his aesthetic. That's what I'm saying.
That's his journey. Doug, there's 40-year-olds that are still starting out that are literally saying, you know what, I've lived a lie for the past 40 years. This is actually not who I am. I'm not happy. I'm starting afresh. I think let people do them, but do not be offended by the high top in the street and it's a grown person. I think there's more important things out there for us to be offended by.
So Lebang, are you going to be mum at 40 still in the club?
Okay, no, just because clubs aren't my vibe. Clubs are not my brand. Clubs are not where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely still going to be me, having fun, being a people's person, enjoying my life, going out for oysters. I'm still going to be myself. If me means one or other night popping a bottle of champagne with my girls, I'm going to do that. Like, I'm not going to change who I am, you know, just because I'm past 40 anyway.
But do you not remember, wait, hold on. Do you not remember in school, or maybe it wasn't like this for you guys, but so-and-so's mom or dad would be that drunk mom or dad. And now we're going, yo, bro, how does that work? Yo, I wonder what his mom says, bro. Like, there's certain things at certain stages where you got to curb your enthusiasm. Not because you losing your identity. There's kids involved now. And you know how kids are.
No, but to that, also, it was cool when you heard, like, the other kids talk about, yeah, well, I smoke with my parents and I drink with my mom. And you're like, what? Your parents are that
the white, the white kids.
What? Yep. Excuse me, you get to do that? You get to bring your boyfriend to your crib?
Yeah.
What? You guys are cool like that? Okay, I'm a bit jealous. Like, low-key jealous. Like, now I want that life. I'm just saying that, I get what Levang's saying. I'm just like, there's a cutoff for me in terms of knowing what you like and what you don't like and then just running with it. That's it. Like, Levang, you know that you're not a club girl. So that's cool. Like, whatever you do, you'll chill with your mates, you'll go out. That's great. But I don't want to see Ulabang now in the club when she's 50. No, that's not your vibe.
Hey, man. If you guys, don't do if that. You guys see me in the club when I'm 50, please come say hello. Don't act like you don't know me. Don't run away. No. Just come say hi. Come get a bottle from me. Let's sip and enjoy.
Knowing me, my question is, what's wrong? What's going on?
You're like, single. Yeah.
Why are you here?
Bagdampile.
What's going on, chief? Let's
What if I'm celebrating? I just bought a Ferrari. It's parked outside.
No, you're
I'm
going
celebrating
through something. With, you're going through something.
Yeah, a lot of money.
No.
That's what I'm going through. Oh,
no.
Money.
You know what'll happen? I'll come to you and say, Levan, go home. School fees are still expected next month. We can't see you out here popping bottles with people. You can't be at Konka now kids don't have a second pair of school shoes. Imagine what kind of look that is now. It's like Lebang, this beautiful, dynamic lady. Her kids still have the school shoes from last year. In the meantime, she's at Konka making it happen. No, come on now. Bicheng says, life has no rules. Do whatever makes you happy at any time. Keep your life rules to yourself, Emobileleo. All right, well, I'm just saying, I remember at school, that mom, that dad who... You know, maybe one or two too many tequilas, the next thing, and now.
Yeah.
And now.
And so what, Mbulelo? Like, think about it. Cool, there's a parking lot mom who's probably like the drunkest person, and the whole school knows about it. We all know that, oh no, in that family, yeah, she's an alcoholic. Everybody knows, we all talk about it. And then what? After that, what must happen? Like, so what?
Okay. I'm just saying, kids are cruel. I mean, right now, fair enough. I'm not a parent. I'm just saying kids are very, very cruel animals, and I was one of those guys. I definitely will tell you, I can't believe how much your mom drinks. Raisi Beck says, Lebang, what are you against since it's like you are for everything? Now, that is a good point. You know, the English say fair weather. So in sport, there's something called the fair weather fan, where, Manchester, you win. Sundowns, you win. And I thought you were a Pirates fan. No, man. Sundowns is there for me. Now you're wearing a Sundowns shirt.
Come,
is kind of
no more, yeah.
That's it. So
no, that's definitely not me. I mean, I feel like you've both definitely seen me like in the office whiling at some nonsense. Like if something is nonsense, I'll call it out. But I just feel like if you want to do your thing, do your thing. And literally after I had children, nothing else mattered. Like what the world cared about, what I'm doing, what I'm wearing, what all of that stopped mattering. And I realized how menial some of these things are. Like we spend too much time stressing over, oh no, what are people going to say if I'm doing this? Or, oh no, what are people literally after I had kids, I realized that none of that shit actually matters. At the end of the day, all that matters is me and these little tiny humans and what I'm doing to raise them and to make sure that they don't end up as serial killers and rapists and freaking, you know, drug dealers. I just want them to be the best version of themselves. And I need to be an example for them. So everything else just became so unimportant. So if we are having a conversation about 40-year-olds wearing high tops and their fathers and they shouldn't be drinking or whatever, I'm going to be like, hey, guys, have kids and then maybe you'll see. Hore, hey. Yeah, it's not that simple. Like, it's actually a whole job raising these kids. And sometimes you want to just pop champagne at the age of 50 and conquer. And I should be allowed to. And that's that on that.
No, fair enough. Well said. Boza says, that's a great handle, by the way, Boza. Changing her hair is expressing herself. If she cuts her hair off, definitely serious stuff going on with her. Those are the people speaking, Simpiwe. I'm not saying that. We put it out to vote. You must be careful in a democracy. As my father always used to say, the worst thing in the world is getting what you want. You know, you have democracy now. You got to play by its rules so you can expect feedback. So there you go. Lebang. So did we decide? Are you fair weather? Is there anything you're against? Are you for everything? Reisebeck needs to know. The people got to know.
If I was for everything, then I would fall. Because if you stand for nothing, then you stand for everything. I'm absolutely not for everything. I believe in the things that I believe in, and I don't believe in the things that I don't believe in. And what I love is that I'll be able to call it out. If you're doing shit, I'll call you out and say, hey, dog, that's shit. I'm not going to sit here and watch you fall off a cliff. You know what I mean? I'm also definitely open to being wrong. I'm happy to be corrected. I mean, I'm surrounded by fantastic people. Mulelo is, King, what do you call yourself? A cultural commentator.
Yeah.
So I know you out here with the knowledge. You know, some dope is also out here with the knowledge. So I'm always happy to learn. I just think life is a journey. There's no person that has their shit together. We always trying to figure our shit out all the time.
Amen. Hey, let's preach. Preach. By the way, Simpiwe gave a sermon yesterday, and so I'm not religious, but Simpiwe's got potential to go to the top in any church.
I grew up in a church. What do you mean? Of course I know how everybody in the church acts, from Umamfundisi to the worship team to the pastor, to just be like, come on now, Lebang, you just spoke a good word, and we just want you to understand that the good Lord is working through you, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and it's a good day. God is good all the time. And
all the time.
God is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Mpiteng says, when I Lebang, I can definitely see you at Konka at 55. Sim card, I can see you in the streets fighting and screaming at 45. Mbulelo ugrampy already. I can see your life at an old age home at 38. Listen, that's not too far wrong.
No, it is.
He's not too far wrong.
That last part is golden.
He's nailed it. What, me at a retirement home at 38?
At 38.
It's magical.
That's like, what, in like 2 years?
Yeah.
That's the funniest part. It's now.
But, you know, our viewers know our character so well. You forget that every day they see you at an uncomfortable time. Six. So it's in Pure. They said, people are saying you potentially could be for the streets in 20 years' time even.
Fighting. That's not my brand. I was brought up to be a lady. My grandmother, let me tell you, my grandmother taught me this thing. And she's always like, you must look at yourself, Zama, and be like, okay, I know that I'm a pretty girl. And then when there's somebody, you know, opposite you who wants to fight you, you need to look and be like, is this person prettier than me? Because if they're prettier, I have more to lose. And ever since she told me that, I don't engage in fights. Because I'm just like, yo, I'm too pretty for this, hey? I'm too pretty to have a blue eye. I'm too pretty. So you would never see me.
You know what I feel like? I feel like if ever I was in a potential guri, like if I'm at a counter at a
Translation,
store,
translation. Like, iguri. Not everybody knows what iguri is.
Sorry. Like a potential fight. Yes. I feel like definitely Simpiwe is a person I would call because she would probably be there to back me up. So I just get that energy from you. And not so we can fight with our hands. We fight with our mouths. Like just so we can be like, yeah, wow. Only if it gets like really heated. I don't have many people like that, but Sim, I feel like you're definitely the gal. You're the gal, dog. Just own it. You're the gal.
Deep down in my spirit, one day, I want to be as wretched as those Love and Hip Hop girls.
Well,
I just want to be like, screw you.
Well, Simpiwe,
when was New Year's again?
I was gonna say you're already there. Actually, you're already living your dream. You got kicked out of somebody's house on New Year's for being at their house and telling them their truth. So yeah, plus when. I can only imagine how it went as well, Simpiwe. I've already played it out at her house. You're already like, yeah, plus I'm glad so-and-so left you anyway. You're already, I already played it out in my mind. I'm like, yo, see, I can't believe Simpiwe went to this lady's house and thought it was cool to kind of tell her badness at her house. Tembisa Udendal, obviously, formerly Siolo.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, Tembi. Hey, Tems.
Hey,
Tems. Tembisa Udendal says, I'm shocked. I interact with 70 and 80-year-olds, and still they don't have their shit together. So learning never stops, to Lebang's point a little while ago. So there you have it.
Word.
There you have it. So yesterday, Lebang, you're obviously still in recovery from going to the East Rand, right? I can only imagine. So thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. I can have nothing but empathy for that experience. But then,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, sister. This is a safe space. So welcome to a healing space. But then you had, obviously, after you've dealt with chakras and stuff and you have to come back to the real world, real stuff in the real world costs real money, right? Because when you told me your wheel got gashed, I remember a couple of years ago when my mom transitioned and you said run flat. And in my mind, I just heard, oh no, Lebang's going to have to eat beans and toast until 30, 55, because I know what those cost,
and
right?
Cabbage.
Yeah, that dry cabbage. So now, did you repair your tire? Because I didn't ask you yesterday.
Yeah, so what happened was I just told myself, okay, I've got tire insurance or something. There's something that I pay for every month that's like tire related. So I just called them. I'm like, hey guys, you're up. That money I send you every month, well, this is me making a claim. And then they gave me some story about, no, what I'm actually paying for is something different. It's not that they can give me a tire. It's like something completely different. So I've been duped basically, which I was like, okay, cool. Let me just go look for a new tire, because I just need one new tire because the pothole messed up one. I go to, you know, the Tiger wheel and tire, the steering. I'm confident. I get them like, if there's anyone I can trust, it's these bras. Oh, when I get there, they look at the car. They're like, okay, no problem. Check out. They're printing things. Dog, these things that they're printing. The prices. I'm like, no. Whoa. So I'm like, to the bra. I'm like, dude, I specifically said I need something affordable. He's like, yeah, this is all we've got. You know, we've got one for $6,500. And there's another one. Excuse me? Dude, there's another one for like $8,000. I'm like, hey, boo.
Yeah.
Is this really happening? And he's like, these are the prices. So I'm freaking out because it's January. I've just put my kid in a new school. I'm paying deposit for that. And I'm paying first month school fees and. So I'm just like, okay, cool. Let me go to Facebook Markets. My loving friend, my trusted compadre, my homegirl who never let me down. And long story short, I managed to get a run flat for 2,000 rands, and I'm happy with it. My car is fine. I'm back in the game like I never left. And
it's fine for now, so.
Yeah, look, I know like what I've gotten myself into. If a tire costs 6,000 rand and I buy one for 2,000 rand, I've only got a couple of months on this one. But at least now I can mentally and financially prepare for the actual new tire. But yeah, look, it's not easy. Comfort comes at a cost, is what I realized. Like, yeah, no.
So $2,000 is a disco shushu. Hey, take off.
Yeah.
So $2,000. $2,000 in the end, hey?
$2,000 is what I found on Facebook Market for a 20-inch run flat, which, I mean, that itself was a stretch, dog. In Jan, $2,000. I was like, oh, okay. But the original price for the one that I wanted or should be having is like 8,000 rand.
So
imagine if I needed to get four.
So for our international listeners, just so you know, that's about $500, give or take. I haven't worked it out or converted it, but kind of that $500 mark is what you're looking at per tire. Good for you, Liver. Good for you. I mean, this is what it is, right? And also, I can only imagine, you've just come from a holiday. Like, holidays cost money, right? Yeah. On the way, petrol, toll gates, you forget these things, you know. And so while you're on...
I was buying what? Data for 2K.
Imagine.
Yes. I bought, like, yeah, I was buying, like, gigs every single day. So it was an expensive holiday for me. It really was. So this didn't help at all. Coming back and realizing that, okay, there's still stuff to deal with. But I'm just glad it's done. Like, it's a sacrifice I had to make. Like, I was willing to do it. Like, it's cool. I'd rather, like, just eat beans and cabbage steaks and lentils for the rest of the month.
Now, tell me this. Fun.
You can always say summer body, January. What? New year, new me, fitness goals. Yeah. You know, we're trying to be, we're detoxing. Is that what the kids say?
Yes.
Yeah, we're detoxing. You know, we ate too much in December. Now we just need to make sure that the body is right and ripe. Mm-hmm. So that's the excuse, girl.
You know,
don't look like the problems. Just be like, I got this.
I must just fake it till I make it. Even when my kids ask, like, oh, mom, why are we eating cabbage for the third night in a row? I'll be like, guys, we have to get creative with what we consume. You'll understand one day, and we'll eat it.
For you to appreciate that steak, you need to eat cabbage for 3 days, my child, okay? This is a life lesson. I'm teaching you life right here.
Thank you, Sim. You know, you've got this on lock, girl. You got this.
Hey, poverty. Poverty will get you the PR speech. it's suboptimal. No, but shout out to you. Welcome. Lebang, welcome back to the living world. But now I have one last question. What about your spare tire now? Do you have a spare tire? What are we doing there?
I didn't have a spare, is the thing. If I had a spare, I would have been completely fine. At the time, I didn't have a spare. So that's why I was in the mess that I was in. I mean, if I run through a pothole and I need to change a tire, I can just do that myself within 5 minutes, but I didn't have a spare.
But what about now is my point. So do you now have to buy, is it 4,000 Rand because you need to buy two, or are you still taking the same risk of, I might go to, or just don't go to the East Rand?
I'm definitely taking the same risk. Yeah. I'm definitely taking the same risk. I'm just staying away from the East Rand. Smart. I do a U-turn at Van Buren.
Smart.
Once I get to, if I'm going to East Gate, that's it. And then I just say, rip it, go back to the land of the living.
Smart. That's what you got to do.
Good question. I know it's like my car, like it didn't come with a spare tire. So does your boot allow even to put a spare tire?
You know, I don't know. Like when I open the boot, then there's no like circular thing. I must actually check after the show. It's like it's not there. Like the space isn't there. But when I open this, definitely something underneath. But it's not room for a tire. So I wonder where the tire should even go.
So do you drive a sedan or an SUV, Leva? Because that must be a whole...
SUV.
Oh, my word. So that's a whole situation when it breaks down.
Maybe it should be like, you know, like on the back, like a bum. Maybe it should be like, there should be like a casing or
like
something.
Like a Pajero.
I don't know. I'm not Gareth Cliff.
All right. By the way, you're damn right you're not, because he'll be back next week. That's Gareth Cliff. Gareth Cliff will be back next week, and we'll be back to the two-hour format. Rebellious Ruth says cheap tires are $700 at least. Big techies are anything, what's that, 2,000 Rand to start. I mean, hey, it's a different life. If you want to be at that level, good luck to you. Some of us ain't there right now.
Since we're talking about tires, I know I don't have this problem that I have to deal with anymore, but it was something about rotation. So every like 6 months, you need to rotate your tires. And I was just like, what? That is mental. Like, okay, there's
it's
so
the
much.
It's the same concept as your mattress. Every 6 months, you're supposed to flip your mattress around.
No. That was 1850 Emakaya. Lebang, you're taking this thing too seriously. Whoa. Sorry, I have to address.
You guys don't flip your mattress every 6 months.
Well, you're supposed to long ago, but Lebang, you're taking the marrying into the Emakaya thing too much. For goodness sake.
You guys don't flip your mattress every 6 months.
Spend money on a mattress, right? And you don't have to anymore. There's mattresses. So that used to be a thing.
Fair.
Now, spend money on a proper mattress and you don't have to anymore. So.
Sure.
Yeah. But
you guys don't flip your mattress every 6 months.
No, I bought because I spent money on my mattress. I'm not spending it on run flats. Yeah. See, I don't have run flats. We all make choices. We all make choices in life. We all make choices.
We do.
So, you know
what that situation did teach me. Sorry, Mulela, is that like being resourceful, right, and having the ability to like find quick solutions for yourself is really it's cool, right? Because I know people that probably just would have been like, oh well, I can't afford this amount from Tiger Wheel or wherever, so I'll just sort of sit and wait. Like, not everybody is like resourceful and can think on their toes and say, okay, let's do this, let's do that. Well, for me anyway, I realize I'm quite a resourceful person. Like, if my laptop breaks, I've got a guy who fixes MacBooks down the road. If my phone breaks, I've got a guy who lives there. If I need, I'm quite like a plug in like my circles and in the household and even with my family. If anybody needs something, I'm the guy. But like, I worry about being the guy because it's like, you know, what if like you recommend something to someone and then it doesn't work out for them? And that's just a bad look on you. I mean, I feel like being the plug has its, you know, has its ups, but it also has its downs because there's this pressure on you to always come correct. I don't know, maybe this is just my life problem. But what I realized.
Hold on. It's almost like you've put yourself in this position to be the president of problem solving for the family, and you don't want to deal with the negativity of people sometimes. So how do you handle it though? Because for me, once you've voted yourself president of being problem solver, because you know how families are, right? Once you've given yourself that position, they'll always come to you now. They'll never go, you know what? She's probably under pressure with the family and kids and whatever. Whenever there's something wrong now, even if you help them, maybe, it was biscuits on Christmas and you were the problem solver. Now, in January, when they've spent their money at Konka, in January, you know what I mean? They don't stop. It becomes relentless.
No, for sure. It's like, don't bite the hand, right? So even if you are suffering and you're going through something, it doesn't matter. Like, for example, yesterday, I shared with my bro that, oh, man, things are getting so hectic. I have to pay for the tire, blah, blah, putting the kids in different schools. And he's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that. Anyway, please can you send me the number for that guy that services the car? And then after that, please can you... I was just like, yo, damn. So on one end, I realized, Mbulelo and Simpio, that I didn't vote myself in as president. I just sort of became that person that has the ability to fix everything for everyone because I'm just like, oh, I can get it done quicker, or oh, I know a guy, or oh, if you need this, why don't you try that? And it's gotten so bad. Like, I'm like I'm the person that organizes nannies. I do all of the freaking screening for the potential nannies in the house. Guys, maybe I'm putting myself under too much pressure.
Lebang, let's take a step back. You said something, and then I was just like, how are you feeling?
After this whole deal?
How are you?
maybe overwhelmed.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Take one step at a time.
Yeah.
I heard just from what you're thinking, what you needed was just a hug. And to be like,
girl, I got you. Should I cut my hair?
No, because
Milena might think you're going through something.
Well,
maybe you are, hey?
Also.
You know, maybe you're actually going through something.
Also.
No.
I want to be on the side of right here. Sorry. You can't just cut your hair because you're going through stuff, because I've been told that it doesn't always have to be negative, Lebang. So sorry, that's not just an option. Please, let's not be those people. And to some problem-solving options here. I mean, we're having grown-up conversations this morning, right? Jenny Lundris, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Jenny says, wondering... it's tough. Sorry, Jenny, I've butchered your name.
We're trying.
wondering if our government will dare to mention the reality that SA citizens are in an economic depression. A small bag of tomatoes is R42.99. Goodness, Jenny, where do you live? Is there only like Woolworths and Woolworths Premium where you live?
Yeah. It's giving Dane Fern. R42 for tomatoes.
Bones. Where's Jenny living?
Is that 1 kilogram or two? How big?
No, man.
What? No, like.
Jenny, are you in Luxembourg?
That's 43 rand. It's not. No, that's 43.
No. She must be in Luxembourg, and her SMSs are still coming through.
Rand notes. All you get.
That's all you get.
Or 7 rand change.
And tomatoes.
You get coins.
Oh, no.
Coin. Yes, guys.
I don't know.
And you know what's really scary? Like, we sit here and we say, oh my word. I promise you, the three of us can probably afford it. The average South African out there is probably thinking, What?
Well, I'm where? Thinking
that money is supposed to last like a week.
$43. That must be. Is that like Woolworths? Is that what Woolworths are charging for tomatoes? I need to check the price of tomatoes if that's true. I'm a big fan. I'm buying those constantly. So, hey Jenny, thank you so much for letting us know on that one. And after we get over January, obviously we'll recover. I don't know. Hopefully, you know, people get back to work and you start earning a salary. Eventually, on the 79th of January, we'll earn our first salary for the year. Are you guys thinking of traveling this year, or is that way out of the realms? Because it's big time on my mind. I was intending on doing two big travels last year, and obviously the Rona did what it did. But I wanted to know, do you guys have any suggestions? And I'd love to hear from people in the comments on what is a cool destination to go to. I mean, I don't. So for me, I don't really like big cities. So I'm not like a London person or a New York person. You know, I've done that. It's not for me. I prefer more experienced destinations. Do you guys have anything? I mean, have you guys been anywhere? Maybe Lebang, Mpumalanga, you were there. Perhaps there's something I'm missing out there.
Look, to be honest with you, like for me personally, travel isn't at the top of mind in this current moment. I'm trying to buy a house this year. I'm trying to get a second car this year. So my priorities are obviously not within the realm of travel. But I mean, if you'd like to try like a completely different experience, then maybe do the opposite of what you always do when you travel. I mean, you are obviously already a well-traveled person. Just maybe do the opposite. Do the things that you think that you wouldn't like, and just see, maybe you'll like it, is what I would say. You should, you know, draw, like pick a destination out of a hat and just freaking go. Maybe try some backpacking, just stuff that you wouldn't generally do because you've done a lot and you've done most of it already. So what haven't you done?
That's a good question.
I'd like to suggest a place, you know, just to get you out of your comfort zone. It's called the East Rand, you know.
No chance.
You can try.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
We didn't travel.
Yer.
We didn't say yes.
No way.
You know, just to get you out of your comfort zone, just
no way.
To see how other people out there mingle and, you know, do the things to be done. You're there for a whole weekend. You get yourself an Airbnb.
Ooh, weekend.
And you just chill with the Mensa of the East Rand. I wouldn't recommend Brakpan. Don't do that. Maybe Benoni. Benoni has
no way.
Spots at the fake beach.
I mean, I'm all for there are no bad ideas in brainstorming, but forget it. East Rand, you must be.
I'm just saying, if you want to be outside your comfort zone, before you go outside, you know, and you leave you're not just, it's a chop East Rand.
No chance.
We can still together one weekend, Milela, I'll take you, I'll be your tour guide, I'll show you where the hip and happening spots are,
dude,
you know.
That's not going to happen. Like, I would actually take out money to see the two of you hang out and spend time together outside of work and in the East Rand. And can I tell you something for free? No amount of money would be enough because Mbulelo simply wouldn't do it.
No way.
He simply would not. He's not interested in any of the things that you just mentioned and that I just mentioned. Quite clear.
But maybe in the year of 2022, it's all about growth, you know. So that...
Try new things.
That 40...
Saying, try new things. Take a nice shot left. You'll be happy.
Yeah. Jenny says her 43 rand... tomatoes were at Pick and Pay in Bedford View. Well, I mean, listen, those are gangster prices. Yeah, I'm saying, Jenny, those guys out there on Millionaire Drive, you know what I mean? That's where Millionaire Drive is, eh? Where all the Stapuras used to live. So, Jenny, I'm so sorry out there that
gangster prices.
You got to live with Kreacher and 43 Rand tomatoes out there. That is tough. That is tough. Where is that guy?
I see, like, a lot of people in the comments are just saying, like, stuff like, you know, grow your own tomatoes, blah, blah, blah. I know Kirtan is saying we grow our own tomatoes. Isn't that what we should be pushing towards in 2022? Like having our own little veggie gardens. And I mean, we start small and eventually have like these nice full veggie gardens. I don't know. I think that's a bit of a vibe.
So let me.
That you won't have to spend 43 rand on tomatoes.
So I'll come back to that because I've got a mother who's OCD, and I'll tell you a hilarious thing that happened in my life regarding that. Nico Kritzinger says, been to the Waterberg. I have been. Rather beautiful up there. It's in Limpopo, so you can visit your mother too. No, hey, it's an awesome spot that. awesome, awesome spot. And it's my kind of thing. Yeah, I have been up there. Robin saying Bobby Jans Kloof. Yeah, I've run all of those trails, and that's a beautiful place. St. Francis is the next level.
People are suggesting places you have been to. I'm suggesting a place, you know, that, you know, will definitely be an experience and a half, and you will never forget it.
I was thinking more
you
Iceland.
Guys are trying to turn, you're going to turn him, hey? You're going to switch Mulelo into, like,
yeah.
You know what's going to happen to me. He's going to come back speaking Tsotsi Tao. And then Cliff Central Sports. Sure. Cliff Central Sports. Come on, Mulelo. Yeah, see. Sure. Do you want the building to burn?
Yeah, sure. Scheme. So, man, just so. But see, I don't know what happens in Sokana. So, hey, I can't even do it. But I think it would be a great experience for Mbulelo. It's something different. Because people are suggesting he's done all those things. I'm saying it's a new experience. So, it's right here, like, step left.
Lovely Lady Lee says, did Mbulelo ask the travel question just to tell us where he's been? No, I asked for suggestions.
Yes.
And people gave me terrible suggestions.
Yes. Hi, lovely Lady Lee. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, because you are clearly a person who can just see right through things. You are an in-between-the-lines reader and hearer of things. Mulelo is flexing on us. That's all that he's doing. He's just showing us that he's a cultural commentator and that he's a learned young gent. The end. That's all that's happening.
I'd like to, at this moment in time, I'd like to cue the song that says, come to Makasi, Woza.
I don't know it. I haven't heard that song, but it sounds good. It does sound.
That's all it says. Come to Makasi, Woza. I'm inviting you. I'm extending the invite. We can have a great weekend in Mbulelo. Oh, we can. I'll even suggest great places in the East Rand. As I said, in Benoni, there's even a fake beat. Dude, come on.
I think you should do it, Mbulelo. As like a little, like an activity or a bit of an exercise for you. Just do it.
No way. There's no way that's happening. I was thinking more Iceland, but you guys are suggesting wild waters or whatever. No, come on. Snelle says, does Lebang own an Edlo? Oh my goodness. Yo, just that first sentence.
Edlo said from Ella Rings. Ella Rings.
No one flips their mattress anymore. You can't do the bed what you did with the tires. Don't leave the 6K one for the 2K one. So we are together here. Lebang, I was actually a little bit moved by you saying, flip your tires. I mean, what next? Bricks under your bed so that Utogoloshi doesn't come to you. What are you talking about? Flipping your... Buy a proper mattress. What are you doing?
Guys, I thank you for this moment, because I'm learning that, okay, cool, actually, this is what can be done. And I thank you guys. That's all I'm going to say. I thank you.
Lebang, in 2022, not only are you getting a new tire, now you need to get a new mattress. Yes, the girl.
New house, new car, new mattress. Like, this list is just growing. It's just growing. And also, Ella Reens, you're exposing your age if you're still mentioning Ella Reens.
Well, you know what he's...
Joshua Dawe.
Hey, Joshua Dawe. You need to go look up that story about the real Joshua Dawe, by the way. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but the real Joshua Dawe, an American guy who started it, right? And the story is so hectic. The mafia is involved. Go and look it up. I forget what the real guy's name is. It wasn't Joshua Dawe. He started the chain Joshua Dawe. But the way things went, he borrowed money from the mafia, right, to expand his thing. And, well, go and look up the story. Quite an incredible story. So you got an uncle in the furniture business, has a different ring once you've read that whole thing, right? Can we just... before we go, I wanted to give thoughts and prayers to a certain part of society. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. The fake relationships from December that started naturally, we know December relationships are a lie. Just thoughts and prayers to those people who were given a chance to believe in love for 15 minutes and you actually thought it was real. And now, obviously, people are getting back to real life and she's saying, no, I'm an accountant. I'm back in Joburg. I can't. No, you're below me. Like, can we just address that? Because a friend of mine is in this situation. I'm not going to tell you his story, but I just want to extend my empathies, my deepest empathies to those people who were stupid enough to go to Cape Town or Miami or Stockholm and meet somebody in December and actually think they were the love of your lives. And now it's back to reality, back to school, back to reality. So thoughts and prayers. I just wanted to extend that. I don't know if you guys have anybody who fell into that trap in December.
No, because we know better.
Mm. Like yeah, we have real people in our lives, not Popeyes.
No, but also the thing, it's a universal, you know, everybody knows this. Relationships, they close on the 3rd of December and they open again on the 3rd of January, right? Everybody knows that. So if you are vibing with someone and you talking to somebody and you met somebody and it's going good, just know it's a vibe for December. It's a December fling. You know, it's nothing real. It's not going to last. It's not going to make it past the 3rd of Jan. It's over. Back to reality. People need to not attend to their girlfriends and be like, oh, baby, I miss you. I love you. Let's go out on a date. Let's not party. Mm-mm. I don't feel sorry for your friend. Nah. Mm-mm. It was faile. Nope. Mm-mm.
So, but just in general, like, let's grow up now, guys. I'm so sick and tired of hearing and seeing, because after he spoke to me, I went on Twitter, obviously, the Bible for finding out anything, and I Googled December relationships, and I was like, yo, the streets are savage out here. Whew, there's heartbreak. It's yo, blood on the streets, you know what I mean? And I was like, dude, this is who you are. I sent him a few screenshots. I was like, stop being an idiot. You can't meet someone in December when things are sweet, you know, and Cape Town set up for you to live that life and then think this thing's real. And he's talking about going to Italy to see her. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro?
What was it? Did she put, damn, going to
Italy to see her?
Yeah, like, look, he's got the money, so it's not a money issue, but it's still.
Right?
Yeah, of course he's right. Although I do know a black lady who's fallen into the trap as well. So it's not a color thing. Even people are stupid out here. People are stupid out here. December, they believe in everything. They believe in miracles. It's because you guys crossover song. You know what it is, man. You in.
But they didn't have a crossover song. Like,
no, well, that's because you don't listen to Umhlobo Wenene. That's your problem. And or what was it? Ukhozi. Ukhozi did.
Ukhozi.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos of like people that were actually listening to Ukhozi FM when the song played and they're all like jamming, and then when that song played they're like, eh, what's this? Nobody knows that song. Nobody. You can't be doing this is a new hit. No, when we trying to celebrate the song of the year.
You're not the target market. Jenny says, wondering, the Zondo report is out. What will happen? Jenny, will address that. The burning platform will be back next week, and I think it's an interesting time for all of us. Really, so my one irritation...
It's like 800 pages.
Yeah.
It's like 800, 900 pages, right?
Yeah. My one...
I think step one, read it.
Let's read it before we get into it. But my one irritation with South Africans, and I do struggle with this, is that we're already, in my opinion, quite lazy. So in South Africa, we only get started in February. So Jenny, you can probably expect us to deal with that around, what, March? When eventually the coal isn't wet anymore, you know what I mean? By March, the country's fully now in second gear. So what will happen, Jenny, it's an interesting time because you're starting to hear the state capture inquiry and they're dismissing Imsholozi's kind of claim. So let's see where it goes. And I hope, you know what, the one thing a country can't lose is even if the wheels of justice aren't what they once were, is that you can't lose your respect for justice. Every country where that happens, that is the ultimate demise. Corruption, number one, but ultimately, once the public respect for justice is gone, that country is in massive, massive trouble. Lebang, since you're the only one here, actually, who's mature enough, smart enough, compromising enough, beautiful enough, you know, to be in a relationship that's lasted, that means something, that's connecting a family, I thought I'd want to finish off today on something that Simpiwe asked, was what's a good idea for a first date? And you can speak from a lady's perspective, obviously. What's a good idea in your mind for a date? And maybe while you give it some thought, let me give you from a guy's perspective what I'll tell you is a terrible idea. The movies.
Okay.
The movies are a terrible idea for the first date because I can't talk to you. Like, I don't know why people take, you know, once you're in it, You know, okay, yeah. Let's go to the movies because we're going co-shared experience now. But I'd like to know, what do you think is a good idea for a first date, or one or two good ideas for a first date? Let's start people off in the right, put men in the right place for 22. And women, sure. By the way, so, and women. Because lesbians also.
Yeah, so I think, first of all, and I'm just going to put this out there as a PSA, right? I do not want this pressure of being in a perfect relationship.
Hey, you the plug.
Knowing everything.
No, you the plug.
Of all of that jazz, I obviously...
But you're the only one in a committed relationship right now, too.
Yeah, because I'm a human. But also, for me to get here, guys, I went through, like, a lot of, like, terrible relationships and a lot of frogs and a lot of, you know, all forms of abuse. So for me to finally reach this, like, level of, like, oh, at least, you know, joy, I didn't just wake up and know how to do it. It took a lot of trial. It took a lot of error. It took a lot of failure. It took a lot of, you know, back and forth. So you'll never just sort of, like, oh, this is it. This will work out. Even when you think it works out, there's still a lot of work that goes into it. But I think that's a little bit of, like, a weird question for me, because there is no perfect first date. Number one, we're not all the same. Like, people are completely different. All I can say is that within your first date, have your intentions quite transparent and quite correct. Like, your motives need to be clear. Try to be as honest as possible. You know, try not to, you know, the intention must be to get to know this person. As Mbulelo said, going to the cinema, you won't really get to know this person. You'll probably get to see how they react in certain situations. And some people go to the cinema and just sit there and watch the movie and shut up. Some people are like me. They get there, they're like, yo, oh my gosh, yo, particularly like in Spider-Man and stuff like that. So you'll see different characteristics of people in different situations. So there's no perfect date. Just be yourself and just be honest in whatever setting that you figure out. And your intentions need to be clear. Your motives behind this first date. If you are hooking up with the person because you want to smash, let that be clear. I'm here because I want to smash. I'm not looking for commitment. I'm not looking for love. I'm just looking for a fat ass and a thin waist. Let that be clear so that you're managing people's expectations. And I think just don't go around hurting people. I think that should be like an unwritten life rule. Don't go around with the intention of hurting people, and I think you'll be fine.
There we go. Hey, that's sound advice. And on that note, Beth Eleutheria says, maybe Mbulelo's great 2022 adventure needs to be to find love. Beth, I'm open to it. I'm open to
Please,
it.
Please, Lord. Do you hear us, Father God?
Hey.
Where are your stones, Mbulelo? Come, let's do a whole young... It's 8 o'clock now. Let's do just before we rest.
I don't want to cheapen Beth's genuine. You see, you guys are being, you know, a friend of mine gave me some great advice. He said, if you wash dishes with gloves, you're dramatic. That's you two right now. You're being dramatic right now. Yeah.
You'll loosen up a little bit. Do you know how nice it would be to, like, do a show with Mbulelo, who's just come back from his girlfriend's place? He's maybe just had, like, he got it all this morning. You know, he's nut free and he's just on top of the world. That guy? I want to meet that guy. Oh, that guy sounds like such a freaking jam. That guy will go with you to the East End. That guy will freaking travel with you and have a ball. That's the guy I want to meet.
Oh, my
goodness.
We love
you, bro.
And
we want love for you. So in this moment, as we close the show,
oh my goodness.
Lord God, hear our prayer. Young Mbulelo is looking for love. May we attract the right kind of energy to him. Let the right girl, whatever she may be, whomever she may be, whatever part of the world she may be in, let her come to him. Let him attract what he is. Let the attract be attract. The positive be the positive. Lord God, let them come together so that 2022, we can meet the version of Mbulelo. And I know today is the day that it will happen, Lord God. Today he's going to walk past her in Woolworths as he reaches out for that tomorrow packet, and he's going to see her, and it's going to happen, Lord God.
Amen.
It's happening. We've just affirmed it, and we've just manifested for you.
Unbelievable. Beth, look, that was one of the most unbelievable things I have ever been a part of. Ladies and gentlemen, wow. That is the way to end the show. Lebang, you're awesome. Simpiwe, you are awesome. To Beth Eleutheria, little did you know what you would start with one tiny message. Ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, I hope 2022 brings you whatever it is you're after. And what a way for the GCS takeover to end for this day, the 6th of January, 2022. I hope you have a great day. And I hope that you all find love. Ladies and gentlemen, the GCS for now is out. CliffCentral.com